This is VOA News via remote. Tommy McNeil. There's been a flurry of diplomacy over the tensions between Russia and Ukraine. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
High-level talks were held in Washington and Moscow Monday with tensions between Russia and Ukraine the focus of attention. At the White House, while meeting with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, President Joe Biden again warned Russia's Vladimir Putin.
It would be a gigantic mistake for him to move on Ukraine. The impact on Europe and the rest of the world would be devastating.
In Moscow, Putin met with French President Emmanuel Macron. Putin again denied any intention by Russia of invading Ukraine. Biden said if the Russians invade Ukraine, the Nord Stream 2 Russia to Germany gas pipeline will be blocked. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And now diplomatic efforts to defuse the tensions around Ukraine continue Tuesday with French President Emmanuel Macron and Kiev. This is the day after hours of talks with the Russian leader in Moscow yielded no apparent breakthroughs. Macron is meeting with the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as fears mount of a possible Russian invasion. Belarus is now planning to deploy up to 200 troops to Syria to serve alongside Russian forces in the country. A draft agreement between Russia and its ally Belarus, endorsed by the Russian Prime Minister and released Monday, states that the Belarusian troops will work to provide humanitarian assistance to the population outside combat zones. Russia has waged a military campaign in Syria since 2015, helping Syrian President Bashar Assad's government reclaim control over most of the country after a devastating civil war. The planned deployment of Belarusian troops to Syria reflects increasingly close defense ties between the two ex-Soviet neighbors and allies. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken left Washington, D.C. Monday for a trip that includes stops in Australia, Fiji, and the U.S. state of Hawaii. A U.S. State Department statement says Blinken's stop in Australia would include meetings with the Australian Prime Minister, the Foreign Minister, and a Japanese Minister for Foreign Affairs, as well as the Indian Minister of External Affairs. The stop in Fiji will include meetings with Pacific Island leaders. They will discuss climate change, efforts to end the COVID-19 pandemic, disaster relief, and other topics. President Joe Biden's top science advisor, Eric Lander, has resigned after the White House confirmed that an internal investigation found credible evidence that he mistreated his staff. It marks the first cabinet-level departure of the Biden administration. The press secretary, Jen Psaki, says Biden accepted Lander's resignation Monday with gratitude for his work on the pandemic, the cancer moonshot, climate change, and other key priorities. The White House rebuked Lander over his treatment of his staff, but initially signaled he would be allowed to remain on the job. This is despite Biden's inauguration day assertion that would fire anyone who shows disrespect to others on the spot. Homeland Security officials are sharing a warning about the possibility of terrorism and targeted violence. AP correspondent Jennifer King with details.
The Department of Homeland Security has issued a new national terrorism advisory ahead of what the government calls a heightened threat environment, namely the 2022 midterm elections. The alert warns that the months leading up to the midterms could see foreign adversaries and domestic extremists using online forums and other methods to call for attacks on democratic institutions, candidates, party offices, or election and poll workers. It warns of potential violence fueled by misinformation, unsubstantiated fraud claims, conspiracy theories, and racial and ethnic hate. Thomas Warwick, a former DHS official now with the Atlantic Council, says the best way to resist such efforts is to recognize them for what they are, attempts to weaken the fabric of American society. Jennifer King, Washington.
Hundreds of protesting vaccine and mask mandates drove in convoys to New Zealand's capital Tuesday and converged outside Parliament as lawmakers reconvened after a summer break. The mostly unmasked protesters had driven from around the country and their vehicles clogged the central Wellington streets for hours as they got out to meet and speak on Parliament's forecourt. The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, elected not to meet with them as she delivered a speech to lawmakers outlining her priorities for the year. There is more at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tom McNeil, VOA News.